In 1831, Joseph Henry invented this first electric telegraph, a little gadget which was composed of a magnet, electromagnet, and when you put current through it, the magnet pulled a bar down and made it go. This allowed people to send signals, which were composed of long and short symbols. And in 1835, Samuel Morse came up with the Morse code, which was a collection of short and long signals, dots and dashes, to symbolize the letters of the alphabet, the numbers, and some symbols. It's interesting to note that symbols can be very simple. For example, a single short symbol, a dot, represents the letter E. A longer symbol represents the letter T. So a dot followed by a dash would be E-T. However, there's something else that's interesting here. Once we got to the point where we had ships on the sea using radio, this became a way to communicate to land using Morse code over radio. And for that, they used Morse code for emergency signals. The very famous emergency signal SOS has the Morse code representation as dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. That's a very simple pattern, easy to remember, easy to recognize when you hear it. It was very important to have this SOS capability available for emergency purposes at sea. This didn't become important until after Marconi invented the radio, which you'll hear about a little bit later.